rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel.
I'm Michaela.
Hi!
Hello. It's been a while.
It's only been a week.
It's been like a little skip in the week.
Just been a week. It's okay.
Yeah, I guess it feels longer because in actuality, if it's like Thursday to Thursday, it's 2 weeks.
True.
You know?
Is it?
That's how it felt. It felt like a while.
Oh, did you miss me?
I missed you.
Well, I'm glad you missed me. At least somebody missed me. All right, so let's get into some of the news this week. Universal Orlando Mardi Gras.
Yes, so it's still going on, so you haven't missed it. It's going to be around for a little more longer. And this weekend on Saturday, which I will be there for.
Are you?
TLC is performing.
No. Scrubs.
Yes.
See, we can't afford
their
music licensing.
See? Try to like bop along to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this Saturday at 8:30, they're performing. So if you're going to be around and you like TLC, it's a good show to go to.
Very cool. And then the parade times, they're different every day. So check the guide map or the app when you're going to be there to make sure you don't miss out on the parades.
Yeah, these floats are huge, too.
They're amazing.
And they're very different from the years past because it's the anniversary they're celebrating this
right.
year.
Right. A couple years ago, I actually got to be in the Universal Mardi Gras Parade.
Oh, and speaking of that,
yes?
You could be in the parade.
You can.
Yeah, so if you get to the park early enough and you activate, you get the app.
Okay.
And you put your information in there for your ticket
right.
that you purchased or if you're an annual pass holder, you could pick a time slot
and
parade float to be in.
Oh, cool.
So
we'll check that
you
out.
You could do it too. You just have to make sure that you're there early enough. Because if you're there right up until and you try to find out, oh, can I get on the parade? But the parade starts in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You probably can't get on.
Yeah, no, I got to be in the parade. It was so much fun. But we had to be at a staging area like 2 hours before the parade started.
Mm.
So that's why you can't really get on a float 5 minutes before. Because
right.
we've already been on the float waiting for like 45 minutes before, you know,
right.
before the parade starts. But it's really cool.
I suggest that for people who go off and then.
Yeah, it's something different.
Or if you really
different.
Want to try it.
It's something different to do. It was really fun. And then new carnival around the universe tasting tent in the French Quarter Market. Weeks 3 and 4 are Louisiana Creole.
Oh, I'm so excited to eat all of that.
I
am like really excited for Saturday. This is like, oh, I've been talking about it since December when I got the tickets. I'm so excited.
I can't wait to hear about your food experience there.
I can't wait to share with you guys.
Let's talk about the Today Show is taping at Universal Orlando tomorrow.
They are. They're doing it really super early in the morning.
Well, it's the Today Show. 8 to 9 or 7 to 9 it's on. I watch it every day when I wake up.
Yes. And do you see who's going to be performing?
Do you think we could ask our boss if we could have the day off?
Or we just go super early in the morning. We'll be like, we promise we'll be back. For an hour.
I don't know that my brain would function well.
True.
But so tomorrow being February 28th, and Little Big Town is performing, and you have on here pass holders, check your email.
Yes, so pass holders, you could go to the taping.
Very cool.
So make sure you check in your email, check in like the website,
mm-hmm.
and if there's available times mm-hmm. or slots, you could do it. You just have to choose between seeing the taping, or you know. All the hosts.
Right.
Or see the performance.
Oh, interesting.
See the
okay.
choose between the two.
Okay. And they have that Today Show Cafe there. And a lot of the recipes are curated by Al Roker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, I heard this morning, because I always have it on while I'm in the bathroom, and he was talking about how there's, like, a new recipe that they're, like, putting out there tomorrow, or it's already been out there, and they're going to talk about it and all
Ooh.
That. So, yeah, a lot of those recipes are, like, his creations. So.
Dang. Well,
You
might see Al Roker walking around.
Oh
Even if
gosh.
You don't go to the taping, you might see them throughout the
yeah.
day. Who knows?
Look out for Hoda and all of them. Like, I love
them. Is Michael
them.
Strahan going to be there?
No, that's Ooh. That's Good Morning America.
Oh, you're right. I'm like on, this is NBC.
NBC.
That one's ABC. Good
yes.
Morning America. I don't watch morning shows. I
yeah.
don't know nothing.
Yeah, so
you're
Al
right.
Roker, Hoda Kotb, Savannah Guthrie. Carson Daly's
Bush,
also on the show.
Isn't she on that?
Oh, Jenna no. Bush Hager.
Jenna
she's
Bush.
On the show with Hoda later in the day.
Okay. But Hoda's a part of both?
Yes.
Okay. And see, I'm like all over the map.
Craig Melman. I love him too. Sorry. They're my morning people. I really want to go now.
See, I get up a little later than you do.
Lucky. New Resort Dockside Inn and Suites opens March 17th. Luck of the Irish. It's a value resort priced at about $79 per night during low seasons.
Yes.
So still stay on property, but in one of their value resorts, which is still a great value.
Yeah, you know, either expanding because they're adding another park. So,
so
it's
exciting.
Be a little more busier.
Okay, let's talk about Busch Gardens Tampa.
Yes.
We're so excited. Should we tell them why?
Yes.
We're finally going to a theme park together.
For the first time in ever.
Yes. We get to go to the media event for the Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Eat all the food, and then we'll talk about it next week.
Yes,
and
we can
our
tell
experience. And then coming up this Saturday at the Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival, Collective Soul is performing at 7, and the Commodores are performing Sunday at 6 o'clock. So if you want to go see any of those are included with the price of your admission.
It is.
Including the Food and Wine Festival area, but the individual tastings are an upcharge.
Right.
And they have packages that you can check out, and I'm sure we'll have more information on that next week. But it's super fun, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So.
Have you been?
I have been a long time ago. Gavin DeGraw played there once, so I went and checked it out. But it was super fun. And like I said, it's supposed to be beautiful this weekend. Perfect park weather. So go check that out. The only thing I'm worried about for our thing tomorrow night, and I know this is like first world problems, but it's the first Friday of Lent, so if there's any meat, I can't eat it.
Oh, that's right.
So well, you'll have
look
to eat
veggie
it for
me. For you.
I'm vegetarian tomorrow.
There might be some really good options.
No, I'm sure there are because now everybody's more like food conscious, vegetarian, vegan, all that stuff.
Are available now.
But you'll have to eat the meat for me. Okay. SeaWorld Orlando, Seven Seas Food Festival. Weekends only now through May 5th, and it does include Fridays.
Uh-oh.
Oh, performances this weekend. Oh.
Okay. I know.
So, Saturday at 6 o'clock, Grupo Mania.
Yep.
Never heard of them. I'm sure they're fantastic.
I'm sure they're wonderful.
But Sunday at 6 o'clock, everybody's heard of these guys.
Oh, and I'm sure people already been making plans to go.
Boys to Men. Motown Philly back again. Go, go, go. I saw them open, or not open, they were on tour with New Kids on the Block. They still got it. They're amazing.
Aren't they?
Oh,
and they were
gosh.
At the Grammys, right?
They were. They did the Kobe Bryant tribute at the beginning of the Grammys. Mm-hmm. They're so
Alicia
fantastic.
Keys.
Oh, gosh, they're so good. They are like a fine wine. They get better with age. So, yeah, that's Sunday, March 1st at 6 o'clock at SeaWorld Orlando. You want to talk about Adventure Island?
Adventure Island. I know it's a little chilly in Florida today, so you don't really think about a water slide, but their latest one, Solar Vortex, is opening March 14th.
Woo-hoo.
Hopefully the weather will be fine for that.
I'm sure
it will be.
It was hot last weekend.
Wasn't it? It's just like it's going fluctuating right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's their new roller coaster, and I heard it like lights up inside. So
is it a water slide?
It's a water slide.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And then Walt Disney World. You
want to talk Disney World.
Because you came running into my office about
like,
this the other day.
I think I was screaming it in the
hallway.
I think
so.
And people were
like what is wrong with Michaela?
Yeah. So Bob Iger was the president and CEO of Walt Disney Company. So that he looked over everything. The parks, the Disney Plus, the movies, all of it. He looks over all of it. He suddenly just stepped down. He's like, you know what? I am stepping down, and here is my successor, Bob Chapek. Bob Chapek looked over the parks, specifically all the parks in the whole world.
Okay.
So he's done other things. So people have been questioning, oh, so can Bob even like take over? Mm-hmm. Bob used to look over
Which Bob?
Bob Chapek. You're right. Chapek versus Iger. Iger was the CEO. Mm-hmm. He stepped down. He's still in Disney, though, so it's not like it's bad blood.
Oh, good. Okay.
He's a creative head now. And cool. That's the direction you want to go in. So good for him. He deserves it.
He had tried to step down a while ago, and they were like, no, 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 we need you to stay a little longer, Bob Iger. Stay a little longer, stay a little longer. Yes. And so this is, you know, I'm sure they had some kind of an exit plan.
It's been a long time coming. Yeah. And yesterday, there was a conference.
Cool.
Well, not really a conference, but they did a live stream
nice.
Of having the two Bobs, Chapek and Iger, talked about what happened, why was it so sudden. And they said it wasn't sudden at all, like from their angle.
Yeah.
So obviously there's probably strategy to it, why they did it now.
Yeah.
But they realized that Chapek was the best fit, not just because he looks over the parks, because everyone's like, oh, is he just going to focus on the parks during his term? No. He also headed a lot of the, like, films.
Oh, cool.
And rights to, like, DVD and all that.
Okay.
During his time at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was a big factor in the vault, like making
cool.
of the vault.
Yeah.
You know, the vault system.
A reason to take movies off the shelves and say they're in the vault and then re-releasing them as like special editions
yes.
and then people paying more or buying them again.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You know, the 90s was big in the early 2000s with Disney films and the animation part of it. So, yeah. So that's what's happening with Disney. But don't worry. It's not like... there's bad blood.
Right.
It's all good.
And the only book I've read fully through, probably in the last 10 years, was Bob Iger's biography. And it came out a couple months ago. Go read it if you're a theme park fan or a Disney or a movie fan. It was so fascinating. So I'm really glad that he's still involved in the company.
Are you kidding me? Their board of directors loves Iger.
Well, I kind of want to make a shirt that says, "In Iger, I trust." But
seriously. He oversaw a lot of things happen, so read his book if you want to learn more about that.
Yeah, that book was so cool. All right, Magic Kingdom. I love this. Cinderella's Castle is getting a makeover in honor of the 70th anniversary of Cinderella.
Yes.
She's getting some bling.
Yeah, so the spirals are all getting gold.
So cool. The renderings look amazing.
Doesn't it?
So keep an eye on Cinderella's Castle next time you're there. They're going to be fixing it up.
Yeah, it's not going to be all gold. It's just the spirals at the top.
Yeah.
The top.
Hollywood Studios?
Yes. So if you're wondering, am I staying at the resort, can I go to the Rise of the Resistance without the huge crowd? Well, yes and no. So with the mornings and the evenings, they are extending the extra magic hours at Hollywood Studios. No, you cannot ride Rise of the Resistance during those times, but you can be in the park, enjoy the other rides. So when the park officially opens to everyone else, you can join the boarding group. So the hours are in the morning from now until March 28th, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's for people who are staying at the resorts only. And then evenings from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Again, you can't ride the Rise of the Resistance during those times, but you can take part in the other stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you're just waiting to be on Rise of the Resistance and you miss a lot of the other stuff because the park's full, that's a great option. Epcot. Flower and Garden Festival starting March 4th. Super excited about it. It's going on until June 1st. And during that time, they're bringing back the Coco Mariachi Band.
Cool.
With all the music from the animated feature, the Pixar feature. And they're for the first time, they're bringing Disney Channel Fan Fest to Walt Disney World, specifically Epcot, during Flower and Garden Festival. Usually it's something that's just in Disneyland. But they're bringing it to Disney World. It's happening weekends from May 16th to the 17th, May 23rd to 24th, and May 30th to 31st. That means there's going to be super fun events like Descendants dance parties, zombies dance parties, and you might see some celebrities. So if your kids or yourself, you're a fan of Disney Channel... And some of the actors and actresses that are in some of the television shows or the movies, you might want to go. I want to meet, what's his name, Milo, the one from Zombies. I think he's awesome. He was in Dancing with the Stars. So keep your eyes out.
We might have to go to that. And for the extended magic hours, you can always go to the Magic Kingdom app to see those too.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're planning your trip, you know when they're coming up. All right. So we've only got a couple minutes left, but we have some stuff to talk about.
Really quick. So this past weekend, I had a really quick trip to the parks because, one, I wanted to end out the last weekend of the Festival of the Arts at Epcot. I got to see the two people who were performing that weekend, and one of them was the original Tarzan, the other the original Mary Poppins, Broadway. It was really cool to see them. And I got to go to the Regal Eagle Smokehouse.
Yeah.
And got to eat there. The line was really long. And I think it was worth it slash not worth it. So inside of it, it was Muppets themed.
Cool.
So it was very Americanized and had like all a bunch of the characters had pictures around and saying that there were smoke masters. And Rolf is my favorite. He's just so, and like, he's just like this very basic dog, yeah, but I just love him. Anywho, so I ate the chicken, the half chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very big portion. I feel like good. I could have shared it with someone. And my fiance, Dominic, he had the brisket sandwich. I preferred that.
Oh.
But we wanted to try it. We wanted to have two different things. And the best part, the mac and cheese.
Oh, you have
the mac and cheese were so good.
I'm there.
Now, what I have to say about the Regal Eagle Smokehouse is that maybe it was because it was the opening week and they're just trying to push out food. My food a little colder, which sucked, but it still was pretty delicious. But if you love barbecue, I suggest taking it easy on this. Like, don't be too harsh on it.
Yeah.
Because it is just a Disney World restaurant, mm-hmm, not trying to like be on like the greatest of all time list. But it's still a really good option if you're craving barbecue. Next, my fiance got to ride Mickey's and Minnie Runaway Railway. I'll do a quick little review. He told me, he said that it's a ride that you think is track, has a track on it because it's a train, but it turns into trackless.
Cool.
So it brings you into the life of the cartoon. It's Mickey and friends all join, and there's even appearances by Huey, Dewey, and Louie. So you have to keep your eyes peeled because he said there's a lot of different characters that show up, mm-hmm, and pay attention to the sound of the train. Because, like we said before, Steamboat Willie, the sound does make an appearance. I'll talk more about it later when I ride, but that was just a little bit that he said. He said it's a beautiful ride and very family friendly.
Awesome. So excited to ride that. All right, so let's get into the theme park tip of the week, and I can't wait to hear your solution for this because this is one thing I hate doing.
Well, the thing is, I don't have a 100% solution on this. I just say if you can, try to avoid bringing a bag, mm-hmm, because especially this past weekend, I noticed that the lines are getting way long.
Well, it's spring break time.
And they're trying to be very vigilant and make sure that everyone's good and everyone's safe and going into the parks. So if you can, try your best to avoid those bags. If you decide to bring a bag, I used to say go to the side entrances, like let's say Epcot, go where the International Gateway is.
Not anymore.
But no, that line was worse. You'd rather just go into the front of the park because they're opening and expanding those.
Right.
So just go through the main entrances. Right. But just really evaluate what you need.
Yeah.
And try to shove things in your pocket.
Yes. Wear pants with pockets.
Yes.
Those are your friends.
Yes. Try your best.
Bring your phone, bring a card, bring your keys.
That's it. If you want to leave stuff in your car, leave stuff in your car.
But hide it.
Yes. Oh, from the heat, too.
Well, that, too.
But, yeah, so that's my suggestion because you're tacking on an extra 30 minutes or more being in that line.
Yeah, or just be patient. If you got to bring a bag or a stroller and all that stuff.
Get there early.
Get there early. And if, you know, you can't get there early, just be patient. The security guards are working as fast as they can. And they just want everybody to be safe.
Right. And remember to check the prohibited items.
Yes.
And selfie sticks are one of them.
Yeah, no selfie
sticks. So you'll have to either toss it or put it back in your car. And you don't want
to go
back in the tram to go back to your car.
No. All right, Michaela, such great stuff this week.
Yes. Way more next week.
Way more. It's going to be basically a food and wine festival recap for Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival. Can't wait to go to that with you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're heading to the parks this weekend, enjoy the nice weather.
Oh, yes.
Because it's going to be beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have anything you want us to touch on or to talk about, email us at themeparksandrec@gmail.com. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.